So we're in Philippians chapter 4 this morning. And we're kind of going to be grabbing from all over the chapter because it's really all tied together. And I have a hard time disciplining myself just to narrow it down. But to help myself focus this morning, you know, my dad's taught me a little bit of photography. And there's something called depth of field, where you don't focus on the entire scene. You zoom in on one thing in the foreground, and then everything else is kind of background behind that. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning with chapter 4. So we're going to be zeroing in on verses 11 through 13, and I'm going to start in verse 10, actually, and read through verse 13. So that's going to be our focus. That's what's going to be in the foreground. Everything else is going to kind of help provide the context for what Paul is talking about. So Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. So I was thinking about going back to, our Ten Commandments series, but, considering the way that things are going, I was thinking, are we really settled back into a normal? And I think the clear answer is no, we're not settled into a normal. In fact, I think we're probably getting tired of this. So I wanted to keep pursuing this, this topic of hope in a disrupted world. It's hardly surprising that people are getting a little grumpy with everything that's going on. You know, there are some people that are just really worried about the infection spreading. It's stressing them out, and they feel like people aren't being careful enough, and they're getting upset about that because they're afraid of the infection. On the other hand, there are people who just hate all these restrictions. You know, they're just worried about the economy. They're frustrated about their lack of freedoms. At any rate, I feel like probably everybody is getting tired of just being cooped up and having the world turned upside down by this pandemic. I'm guessing you've probably felt a little grumpy yourself from time to time lately. Now, first of all, I totally get that. I mean, your routine is disrupted. You have to think harder about everything that you do. You don't know what's going to happen next, and it's tiring and it's frustrating. I think some of that stress is inevitable. But this week, I was reminded of Paul's remarkable claim in Philippians 4 that I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. And you think, really? Any situation?